Gmail labels using the keyboard. Introduction. Labels in Gmail can be used to categorize the different email conversations you send or receive. You can create as many labels as you need and give them unique names. You can create sublabels or nested labels which reside beneath other labels, and more. In this lesson, you learn all about labels in Gmail and how to transform the default gray-on-gray labels into labels with bright colors to help you see them better. Objectives. By the end of this lesson, you will understand, be able to discuss, and/or perform the following tasks as they relate to creating and using labels in Gmail. What labels are and how they are used. Creating and adding labels to messages. Nesting labels. Adding color to labels. Removing or deleting labels. Searching with labels. Creating a filter to move messages out of the inbox using a label. Creating a new label. From within the inbox and with no messages selected, move to the Select button submenu in the toolbar near the top of the screen by pressing the comma key.
Select button menu.
Move to the Create New Label button by pressing Shift Tab.
Navigation region, Create New Label button.
Press Enter.
New Label dialog, please enter a new label name colon edit, blank.
The Create New Label dialog box opens. Focus is in the Please Enter a New Name edit box. Type a name for your new label. I'll create one called Reply To, since I like to move messages out of my inbox and reply to them later. Move to the Create button while exploring the other two items in tab order first by pressing the Tab key. They are the checkbox for Nest Label Under and the combo box which shows other labels that the new label can be nested under. We cover nested labels later in the lesson, so for now, just activate the Create button. The Create button is the default button, so in the future when you create new labels at the first level, you can press Enter to activate the Create button instead of pressing Tab to move to it first.
Nest label under colon checkbox not checked. Combo box. Create button. Navigation region. Create new label button. The label quote reply to quote was created.
The dialog box closes, and the new label is now added to the navigation panel menu list in alphabetical order on the left side of the screen, just below the last Labels Level 2 heading on the page. I'm going to add a few more labels for practice during this session. Focus is on the Create New Label button. Press Enter.
New label dialog. Please enter a new label name colon edit, blank.
This time, I'll name the new label YouTube. Press Enter to activate the Create button.
Navigation region, Create New Label button. The label quote YouTube quote was created.
The dialog box closes, and the new label is now added to the navigation panel menu list. For additional practice in this lesson, I'll create the following labels now. Follow up. Technology. Tech-VI. Testing and training. Feel free to pause the lesson now and create a few labels that you might find useful. When you're finished, remember to press Escape to remove focus from the Create New Label button and return to the inbox or other list view. Adding labels. You can add labels to incoming or outgoing messages, add a label while moving a conversation, apply labels to multiple items in one step, and much more. Add an existing label to a message received in a list view. Following the steps for this undertaking does not move the conversation from the current location, nor does it change other labels with which it may be associated. You may have as many labels as you wish for a single email conversation. First, select an email from the list by pressing the letter X. On my PC, focus is in the inbox.
Selected, YouTube,
Open the Label As button by pressing the letter L, Lima.
Label dashes menu open edit, blank.
Press up or down arrow to choose a label and then press enter. The label is applied.
Follow up menu not checked. Reply to menu not checked. Tech-VI. Technology menu. Testing menu. Training menu. YouTube menu not checked. Leaving menus. Labels button menu. Conversation added to quote YouTube quote. Undo.
Focus is on the labels button menu. Press escape to remove focus from the toolbar. Deselect the current item in the list by pressing the letter X, unless you plan to perform other actions.
YouTube.
Labels initially look like a rectangular stick-on label with rounded corners. By default, the text of the label name appears in darker gray on a lighter gray background. Changing label colors is discussed later in the lesson. The longer the label name, the wider the label appears. Labels appear in the list view as part of the message header information between the sender's name and the subject. In an open message, the labels appear in the message header at the end of the subject line. In an open email, you may press the tab key to move from the subject to any attached labels in the header. Add an existing label to an open message while reading. The steps for adding a label to an open message while reading are basically the same as above. I have an email currently open from one of the groups I subscribe to, TechVI. Open the Label As button by pressing the letter L, Lima.
Label dashes menu open edit, blank.
I'll add this to the TechVI label I created earlier. Press up or down arrow to choose a label and then press enter.
Updates menu checked. Follow up menu not checked. Reply to menu not checked. Tech-VI menu not checked. Leaving menus, labels button menu, conversation added to quote tech-vi quote, undo.
The label is applied. Focus returns to the labels button menu. Press escape to remove focus from the toolbar. Add an existing label to a message received and move it into that label. From the inbox, select an unopened email in the list by pressing the letter X. I have focus on another email from the TechVI group that I want to apply the TechVI label to, but in this case, I also want to move the message from the inbox and place it in the label TechVI.
Selected, tech-viatgroups.io.
Open the Move To button menu by pressing the letter V, Victor.
Move-to menu open edit, blank.
Press up or down arrow to select the label you want to move the message to, and then press enter.
Follow up menu. Reply to menu. Tech-VI menu. Leaving menus. Conversation move to quote tech-VI quote. Undo. None selected.
The email is moved to the label you chose. The conversation now has the label added for TechVI, and it has also been moved from the inbox to the TechVI label. Add an existing label to an outgoing message during composition. You can add a label to a message you're composing. The recipient will not see the label, but you can still search for the message later in your sent mail items, etc., using the label. First, begin composing a new email in Gmail by pressing the letter C, Charlie.
Compose colon new message dialog to recipients edit combo.
When the new message opens, move to the More Options button near the bottom of the message by pressing Shift-Tab several times.
To dash select contacts link. Add BCC recipients left paren control dash shift dash B right paren link. Add CC recipients left paren control dash shift dash C right paren link. More Options button menu.
Press Enter. The More Options menu opens.
Expanded.
Move down the list by pressing down arrow to the Label submenu and then press Enter. The Label As dialog box opens.
Menu. Default to full screen menu not checked. Label submenu. Follow-up menu not checked.
I'll choose Follow-up so I can search for that label later.
Leaving menus. More Options button menu.
Focus returns to the More Options button. Move back to the To Edit box by pressing Tab several times, and continue composing the email as you normally would.
Discard draft. Add CC recipients. Add BCC recip. To dash select contacts link. To recipients edit combo. Collapsed. Blank. None selected.
Selecting multiple items prior to applying a label. You can save time when applying labels to multiple items in a list of messages by first selecting the items of interest by pressing the letter X while moving up and down the list and then adding the label. The label or labels are applied to all selected items at once. Focus is in the inbox. I'll select a couple more of the emails from the TechVI group.
Selected, 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 selected.
Next, press the letter L, Lima, to open the label as submenu.
Label dashes menu open edit. Blank.
Press down arrow to move to the label you want to apply, and then press enter.
Updates menu checked. Follow-up menu not checked. Reply to menu not checked. Tech-VI menu not checked. Tech-VI. Leaving menus. Labels button menu. 6 conversations added to quote tech-VI quote. Undo.
Press escape to remove focus from the labels button in the toolbar at the top of the screen. Also, remember to deselect any messages you selected unless you plan to perform other actions on them. Mouse drag and drop with labels. For those of you who may use a mouse with a screen magnification app such as ZoomText or Windows Magnifier, some basic mouse instructions are provided as part of the lesson. Drag an existing label to a message in a list view. Drag and drop a label from the navigation panel menu list on the left side of the screen onto an email in the inbox or other list view. The label is added to the email. The email remains in the current label with the new label added and is not moved. I'll drag the label for YouTube in the left column onto a message I see in the list with that from line. The label is added to the message. The message remains in the list where it was and doesn't move. Drag and move a message from a list into an existing label. Drag and drop an email from the inbox or other list view onto a label in the left column navigation panel menu list, and the email is moved to that label. It no longer resides in the inbox or prior list. I'll drag one of the TechVI labels from the list into the TechVI label. The message is now no longer in the inbox, but in the label for TechVI. Remove a label from an open message. When an open message has a label that you want to remove, hover the mouse pointer over the label in the subject line near the top of the message and click the Remove Label button marked X. I have an open message that I had previously added to the label for TechVI. I'll hover the mouse pointer over the right side of the label and click it to remove the label TechVI from this conversation. Nesting labels, creating sublabels. Create and add a sublabel to an individual open received message. I have a message open in Gmail from the TechVI group, and I've previously added the parent label, in this case TechVI, to the message. Sublabels have the following text format. Parent label /sublabel. Creating a new sublabel and adding it to a message does not automatically add the parent label to the message. The parent label name is appended as part of the sublabel name, but the parent label is a separate entity and must be added to the conversation separately. As I read this message, I see there are other topics that I may want to read more about later. I want to create a sublabel for the TechVI group and add it to this message. First, open the Label As button menu by pressing the letter L, Lima.
Label-As menu open edit, blank.
Choose Create New in the list and then press Enter. I'll press up arrow to find it since it's closer to the bottom of the menu.
Manage Labels menu. Create new menu. Leaving menus. New label dialog. Please enter a new label name colon edit, blank.
Type a name for the new label, which will soon become a sublabel. I'll name this one Braille, since there are a couple of articles in this email dealing with Braille. Move to the Nest Label Under checkbox by pressing Tab and then press Spacebar to check it.
Nest Label Under colon checkbox not checked. Checked.
Move to the Please Select a Parent combo box by pressing Tab and then press down arrow to move through the list. You may also press Alt down arrow to open the list and then use the up or down arrow keys to explore it.
Combo box, please select a parent dot dot dot. Follow up. Reply to. Tech-VI.
Move to the Create button by pressing Tab and then press Enter to activate it.
Create button. Labels button menu. Conversation added to quote Tech-VI / Braille quote. Undo.
The dialog box closes and the new sublabel is added to the parent label you just selected. It also appears now in the navigation panel menu list on the left side of the screen, nested beneath the parent label. Create and add a sublabel to an incoming message in a list view. Instead of opening a message, select one in a list view or more to perform a bulk action by pressing the letter X, X-ray. I'll select another one of the TechVI emails.
Selected, tech-viatgroups.io.
Open the Label As button menu by pressing L, Lima.
Label-As menu open edit, blank.
Choose Create New in the list and then press Enter.
Manage Labels menu. Create new menu. Leaving menus, Labels button menu, new label dialog, blank.
Type a name for the new label, which will soon become a sublabel. For this one, I'll type Victor Reader Stream, since I know this message has a topic on this device. Move to the Nest Label Under checkbox by pressing Tab, and then press Spacebar to check it.
Nest Label Under colon checkbox not checked. Checked.
Move to the Please Select a Parent combo box by pressing Tab, and then press down arrow to move through the list. You may also press Alt down arrow to open the list and then use the up or down arrow keys to explore it.
Combo box, please select a parent dot dot dot. Follow up. Reply to. Tech-VI.
When you've selected the parent label, move to the Create button by pressing Tab and then press Enter to activate it.
Create button. Labels button menu. Conversation added to quote Tech-VI / Victor Reader Stream quote. Undo.
The dialog box closes, and the new sublabel is added to the parent label you selected. It also appears now in the navigation panel menu list on the left side of the screen, nested beneath the parent label. Remember to deselect the current item in the list by pressing the letter X, X-ray, unless you plan to perform other actions. Label colors in Gmail. RGB values, 24 choices. The Gmail label color palette has 4 rows and 6 columns. The color swatches appear as small circles with a lowercase letter A, alpha, displayed on the different background color of each swatch. The foreground text colors vary according to the different background colors. Below the color swatches, you find Add Custom Color and Remove Color links. The Custom Color option allows a bit more flexibility in that you may also change the text color in addition to the background color for labels. At the time of this recording, there are no text labels for the color swatches, so when using a screen reader, one only hears the red, green, and blue RGB color values. Mouse users will notice on mouseover a tooltip with the RGB values that visually appears. In the table included with the lesson documentation, the first column contains the suggested background color for the labels, which were provided by ChatGPT Artificial Intelligence. The second column contains the RGB values for that color from the Gmail color palette. Please note that the reproduction of color can vary on different screens, so the suggested color names provided in this lesson may slightly differ for different viewers. Adding color to labels. Once labels have been created, you may add assorted colors to each label to make them easier to see. Labels, by default, have medium gray text for the name on a light gray background, which may make it difficult for some people to easily distinguish. To change the color of labels, do the following. From the inbox, move focus to the Select button on the toolbar near the top of the list by pressing the comma key.
Select button menu.
Do not open the button. Move to the Create New Label button in the navigation panel on the left side of the screen by pressing Shift Tab. You may need to press Shift Tab several times if focus is not in the inbox, since an extra search refinement toolbar is present near the top of the screen in other labels, such as in All Mail or Sent Items.
Create New Label button.
Any labels you have previously created are below this button. Press down arrow to move through the labels you have previously created.
Labels. Follow-up has menu link. Reply to has menu link. Tech-VI expanded has menu link.
Once you've selected a label you wish to change the color for, press tab one time.
Has pop-up.
Focus is on a hamburger menu button. Mouse users can hover the mouse pointer over the label in the navigation panel to show the hamburger menu button. Press Enter on the hamburger menu button or left-click it with the mouse. A submenu opens with the Label Color submenu at the top.
Label Color.
Open the Label Color submenu by pressing Enter. A color swatch grid opens with 24 colors in 4 rows and 6 columns. Below the color swatch grid are links for Add Custom Color and Remove Color. Upon opening the grid for the first time, the first one, Row 1 and Column 1, is the default darker gray text on a light gray color background. Use the arrow keys, which work in all directions within the grid, to find a color you want to apply. Note that focus wraps at the end of one row to the beginning of the next row when moving to the right and vice versa. So, for example, to choose a label with a dark blue background, which is found in Row 2, Column 2, you can press right arrow one time to move to the second item in row 1, which has a light blue background with darker text, RGB 182-207-245, and then press down arrow to move to the second row and second column, which is the label color for a dark blue background with white text, RGB 72-134-231.
RGB left paren 182, 207, 245 right paren. RGB left paren 73, 134, 231 right paren.
Once you find a color you want to apply, press Enter. The dialog box closes and the color is applied to the label.
Leaving menus. Changing color on multiple labels dialog. Only label quote tech-vi quote radio button checked. 1 of 2.
Note that if you apply a color to a primary label that also has a sublabel, a dialog box opens that gives you a choice to apply the color to only the primary label or to the sublabel as well. I'm just going to press Enter to apply this to the main TechVI label.
The color for label quote tech-vi quote was adjusted.
Now, the background color of dark blue for the label TechVI has been added. All email conversations with this label now show a dark blue background with white text in the foreground. Feel free now to pause the lesson so you can add more colors to the labels and/or sublabels you've created. I'll add the following colors to the labels I've created. Use the table provided with the lesson to find the RGB values for the colors you choose. Follow up, dark purple, row 2, column 4. Reply to Bright Red, Row 2, Column 6. TechVI/Braille, Dark Teal, Row 2, Column 3. TechVI/VictorReaderStream, Light Teal, Row 1, Column 3. Technology, Dark Green, Row 4, Column 6. Training, Light Coral, Row 1, Column 6. YouTube, Dark Orange, Row 4, Column 2. Removing or deleting labels. Labels can be removed from email conversations, or they can be deleted entirely. If you remove all individual labels, including the inbox label, from an email, you can normally still find the conversation archived in the All Mail label. Removing labels from a conversation does not delete the conversation. Remove a label from all emails. To remove a label from all emails that are associated with the label, you can open the hamburger menu button to the right of any custom label in the navigation panel and choose Remove Label. This deletes the label, but not the associated conversations. I will remove the label I created earlier, Testing. Focuses in the inbox. I'll press the comma.
Inbox, select button menu.
Then Shift Tab.
Navigation region, create new label button.
And down arrow.
Labels, follow up has menu link. Reply to has menu link. Tech-VI expanded has menu link. Braille has menu link. Victor Reader Stream has menu link. Technology has menu link. Testing has menu link.
And press the tab key to move to the hamburger menu.
Has pop-up.
And press enter.
Label color black.
And finally, up arrow to remove label and then press enter.
Add sublabel. Remove label menu. 8 of 9. Leaving menus. Remove label dialog. Delete the label quote testing quote. Delete button.
And I'll press the enter key.
The label testing was removed.
Delete a label from a message in a list view. To delete a label from a message in a list view, do the following. With focus on a message in the list view, press the letter X, X-ray, to select it, and then open the Label As button menu by pressing the letter L, Lima.
Selected, tech-vietgroups.io, label-as menu open edit, blank.
Move through the list by pressing down arrow to find the label you want to delete. It will read as checked.
Tech-vi menu checked.
Uncheck the label you want to delete by pressing enter.
Leaving menus, conversation removed from quote tech-vi quote, undo.
The conversation is removed from the label. Dismiss the labels button by pressing escape. Deselect the current item in the list by pressing the letter X, X-ray, unless you plan to perform other actions. Delete a label from multiple selected messages in a list view. First, select multiple email conversations in a list view by using the letter X, X-ray, or left-clicking the Select checkbox to the left of each conversation with a mouse. I have several items already selected. Next, open the Label As button menu by pressing the letter L, Lima.
Label-as menu open edit, blank.
Move through the list by pressing down arrow to find the label you want to remove. It will read as checked.
Tech-vi menu checked.
Uncheck the label you want to remove by pressing enter.
Leaving menus, three conversations removed from quote tech-vi quote, undo.
The selected conversations are all instantly removed from the label. Dismiss the Labels button by pressing Escape. Finally, deselect the current items in the list by pressing the letter X for each, unless you plan to perform other actions. Delete a label from an open email. To delete a label from an open email, do the following. After the email opens, move to the first item, which should show the conversation's importance, by pressing the Tab key.
Not important, switch off.
Press the Tab key to move to the next item, which should be the name of the first label.
Search for all messages with label inbox button.
Note that you can also search for all messages with this label by activating the Label button from an open message with that label. Press the Tab key once more to the Remove Label from this conversation button.
Remove Label Inbox from this conversation button.
If this is the label you want to remove, press Enter. The label is removed from the conversation. In this message, the inbox label is the first one. I don't want to remove this message from the inbox currently. If the first label you find is not the one you want to remove, continue to press Tab to find it and use its Remove Label button to remove it from the conversation.
Search for all messages with Label Tech-DI button. Remove Label Tech-DI from this conversation button. Conversation removed from quote Tech-DI quote. Undo.
Search and create filters with Gmail labels. Note, you can move focus to the search edit box in Gmail by pressing the forward slash key. There are several ways to use labels in Gmail search. You can find all email conversations with a given label. Find messages within a specific Gmail label that contain certain keywords or phrases. Use advanced search options for even more detailed results with labels. Search all messages with a certain label. To search for all messages that have a given label, do the following. Open the Go To Label list by pressing GL, Golf, Lima.
Search Mail Edit Combo, Label Colon, List, with 7 items. Label Colon Inbox Left Paren 4 Right Paren, 1 of 7.
Focus moves to the search edit box where the word Label Colon is entered automatically for you. You can press down arrow from the search edit box to go through a list of system labels such as Inbox, Starred, Snoozed, Important, Sent Mail, and Scheduled. Pressing Enter on any of the system labels in the list closes the search and displays the conversations in that label. I'll choose the Starred label and press Enter.
Label colon Starred, 2 of 7. Inbox left paren 4 right paren main region, no starred messages.
So far, I have not starred any messages. After opening the Go To Label list with GL, Golf, Lima, you may search for custom labels you have created. I'll press GL.
List, with 7 items. Label colon inbox left paren 4 right paren, 1 of 7.
Begin typing the first letter of any custom label. As you type, a list box appears below the search field with any matching results. For example, if you have several custom labels that all begin with the letter T, Tango, for example, Tech VI, Technology, and Training, they'll appear in the list.
Label colon trash left paren 22 right paren, 1 of 7.
Move to the label you want to choose and press Enter.
Label colon reply 2. Label colon tech-vi. Tech-vi@groups.io, none selected.
The search edit box closes, and the list now shows conversations that are marked with that label. Search for words or phrases within a label. You can also search for additional keywords or phrases within a given label. Focus is in the inbox. Open the Go To Label list by pressing GL, Golf, Lima.
List, with 7 items. Label colon inbox left paren 4 right paren, 1 of 7.
Focus moves to the search edit box where the word label colon is entered automatically for you. Focus is at the end of the word after the colon. If you are looking for one of the system labels, just press down arrow. If you're looking for one of the labels you've created, first begin typing so you can find the label in the search results list. I want to use the Tech VI label, so I'll press the letter T as in Tango.
Label colon trash left paren 22 right paren.
And then press down arrow several times.
Label colon reply 2. Label colon tech-vi.
There it is. Now press the Tab key.
Label colon tech-v.
The list closes and focus returns to the search edit box with the search phrase label colon my label, where my label represents the label you chose. In my case, label colon tech-vi. Type in a word or phrase to search for within the label. I'll type the phrase Victor Reader enclosed in quotation marks, since I'm looking for those two words together, not as two separate search words. As I type, Gmail narrows the search criteria to match. I'll press down arrow to move to the results list.
Label colon tech vi victor reader stream list with 5 items. Open mail quote left bracket tech vi right bracket results of the survey left quote braille display usage right quote. Open mail quote left bracket tech vi right bracket tech vi announce list digest. Open mail quote left bracket tech vi right bracket tech vi announce list digest number 08. All search results for quote label colon tech v quote victor reader quote quote press enter.
When searching for labels that have spaces in their names, Gmail uses a dash for spaces. For example, a label named reply to with a space between the two words looks like the following in the search format. Label colon reply dash to. For now, I'll press escape to get out of the search results. Clear search results in Gmail. Note, search queries are persistent for the current session. If you wish to clear the search history during the current session, do the following. First, after pressing Escape to return to the Search Edit box, move to the Clear Search button by pressing Tab twice and then activate it with the spacebar.
Search mail edit has pop-up. Label colon tech v victor reader. Advanced search options button. Clear search button. Search mail edit.
Then press Escape twice more to return to the inbox or other current message list.
Inbox dash.
Using the advanced search options with labels. The advanced search options button is just to the right of the search edit box, near the top of the page in Gmail. It gives you much more flexibility in search criteria. The easiest way to open it is by pressing the / key to move to the search edit box, followed by pressing the tab key once. Create a filter to move messages out of the inbox and add a label. You can create a filter to help organize your inbox by moving messages from a group, person, or with certain words or phrases and add them to a label for later reading and follow-up. In this example, you'll create a filter for emails from a group that automatically moves them out of the inbox and into a different label, adding the label to all conversations that match the search criteria. First, from the inbox, open a message that has the criteria you want to include in the filter. I'll move to one that's not already marked by pressing up arrow.
TechSmith, tech-v@groups.io, digest number 2.
And press enter to open it.
Conversation open 1 read message.
Move to the More button on the toolbar by pressing the period key.
More email options button menu.
Choose filter messages like these in the menu and then press enter.
Menu. Mute menu. Filter messages like these menu. Leaving menus. More email options button menu.
The search mail dialog box opens. If focus is not in the From field, the first field in the dialog box, take a moment and press Tab several times to move there, and then continue with the lesson. Move to the Create Filter link by pressing Tab several more times, and then press Enter to activate it.
To edit, blank, subject edit, blank, has the words edit, list colon left paren less tech-v.groups.io greater right paren.
Gmail has chosen the words tech-vi.groups.io as the search criteria. If you wish to add other search criteria, you can do so while going through this dialog box. I'll leave it as it is and press Tab.
Doesn't have edit. Blank. Size operator list box collapsed has pop-up. Greater than. 1 of 1. Size value edit. Blank. Size unit list box collapsed has pop-up. MB. 1 of 1. Has attachment checkbox not checked. Don't include chats checkbox not checked. Search button. Create filter link.
I'll press Enter.
List colon left paren less tech-v.groups.io greater right paren back to search options link, none selected.
A new dialog box with several checkboxes opens. It reads, when a message is an exact match for your search criteria. To automatically move new items from the inbox to the label, instead of having them appear in the inbox, press the Tab key to move to the first checkbox, skip the inbox, archive it, and then press the spacebar to check it.
Skip the inbox left paren archive it right paren checkbox not checked. Checked,
Explore the other items available by pressing the Tab key. You can choose things such as Mark as Read, Star It, Forward It, and more. I'm going to move to the checkbox for Apply the Label and then press Spacebar to select it.
Mark as Read checkbox not checked. Star It checkbox not checked. Apply the Label : checkbox not checked. Checked.
Move to the Choose Label combo box by pressing Tab.
Choose Label dot dot dot.
Choose Tech VI in the list and then press Enter.
Choose Label dot dot dot. New Label dot dot dot. Follow up. Reply to Tech-VI.
Focus remains in the combo box. Continue through the remaining checkboxes by pressing Tab. If you have other email conversations in the current inbox or other label that match these criteria, you can check the box that reads, Also apply filter to X matching messages, where the letter X represents the number of matching messages. I'll do that now.
Add forwarding address button. Never send it to spam checkbox not checked. Always mark it as important checkbox not checked. Never mark it as important checkbox not checked. Categorize as : checkbox not checked. List box collapsed has pop-up. Choose category dot dot dot. Also apply filter to 36 matching conversations checkbox not checked.
So I have 36 matching conversations in my inbox currently. I'll check this so I don't have to manually mark them with the label.
Checked.
When you are finished, move to the Create Filter button and then activate it by pressing Enter.
Create Filter button. Banner region, search mail edit combo.
Focus returns to the search edit box. Press Escape to remove focus from the search edit box. I'm going to press GI to go back to my inbox.
Tech-vietgroups.io.
Focus returned to the open email, so I'll press Alt left arrow to go back to the inbox.
Back, main region, primary tab panel, TechSmith, TechSmith News.
Now, my inbox has really been decluttered. The TechVI emails have all been placed into the TechVI label. Future messages that meet the criteria for this filter will automatically go there as well. Delete a filter. Filters you create can be found in the Gmail See All Settings screen on the Filters and Blocked Addresses tab page.
Filters and Blocked Addresses tab, 5 of 11.
Find the filter to the right of a checkbox, as well as an edit link and a delete link for each. Thank you for joining me in this lesson on Gmail labels using the keyboard. Do you want to learn more? Visit dsurf.net/training.